Thank you once again for joining me on the Prep NFN show. Today's episode is going to be a shorter one, and I really wanted to kind of do another one of these topical episodes. So I've kind of been fluctuating back and forth between interview episodes where I can have somebody on, talk to them about their passions, things that can help the listeners, and those conversations can kind of go any way they want, right? It's up to the person being interviewed. I just want to let them express their passions, let you learn from what they like to do, and pass on some great information and some insight. And then on other episodes, I've been doing these topical ones where this is a lot of the reason I started the podcast is to cover topics. I was never really into making blog posts. I was even finding trouble writing posts all the time. I'm on a topic. Maybe it was fitness related, lifestyle related, whatever it was. I just couldn't really get around to it. So I felt that doing it in the form of just like this, just talking to you about something was a much easier format. So that's kind of part of what attracted me to doing podcasting and sharing this information. So again, I've been fluctuating back and forth between interview episodes and topical, putting out two episodes a week for the last couple of months, almost 3 months. And I'm just kind of getting to the point where I need to grow some other things on the podcast and on my personal growth. So I'm just going to be going down to one episode a week. And today, as I said, is going to be a shorter topical one. And I just want to talk to you about some things that I've learned and some breakthroughs that I've had recently on wins, you know, getting those daily wins and winning where you can. So this has to do with running your own personal program. I guess some people would call it your personal routine, but it really just falls into this personal leadership category where having a plan and a purpose for your day and getting to run some daily routines. And as I said, getting some wins where you can, because for me, as you know, if you've been listening to the last recent podcasts, I've been injured, so I've been off. So I have been able to change some things up, breakthroughs that I've had on, again, that personal organization, running my own personal program. So I want to share those with you. So first of all, since I've been off, I can't really say that I'm doing nothing. I'm kind of more doing a 9-to-5, working hard here on the podcast and also trying to build the fitness business, working on those things, keeping me very busy, keeping my mind very busy. All of my days are full and packed with appointments or, you know, making Zoom classes, attending those meetings. So pretty busy, right? So, but I would consider it be more of that 9-to-5 lifestyle, not the 24 on, 24 off, or 48 off, whatever your firefighter schedule is. And certainly I've missed out on all the fires this summer, you know, going on strike team assignments, being gone for a couple weeks at a time. So this is a lot different for me, as I said, kind of doing the 9-to-5, but I've always, even when I'm on those hectic schedules, tried to have some programming to my day, some things that are just who I am, and I'll just get into those right now. So first of all, so some program wins. Well, I'm talking about that consistent routine, and that's what I mean by running a program. It's what you do all the time. You've programmed yourself. It is part of your program. I guess that term, even, you know, your program kind of comes in just on the circles I've ran on and on the job that I've had for sure. Running wildland fire crews, that's kind of something people assess on you as a leader, is what's your program? You know, and the same goes for being a leader, fire captain, or what have you. But, you know, what's your program? What are you known for? How do you conduct yourself? What do you expect of others? It's your program. People have come to expect that from you because, again, like it alludes to, it's your program. It's a routine. So I've been having to reshuffle and relearn my consistent routine because I knew being off that it was going to be different than it had been. So I kind of made some choices to see what I was going to be doing. So some things that changed up big time, of course, just not driving to and from work. I had a hour and a half or hour drive to and from, you know, depending on traffic. But that was a great time. Like, I was like, my podcast time. I would catch up on podcasts, listening, learning, books, leadership books, whatever I wanted to do, listening to sermons or messages. Those are just kind of mixing all those in. I really enjoyed that drive back and forth from work, as far as a chance to get ready for the day going in and to debrief, kind of a personal AAR, let my mind kind of release on the way home, listening to a podcast, so that when I do get home, I can be mindful of the things I need to do there and the family, kind of a de-stressing time. But that was a benefit of the commute, you know, making the best out of that. So recently, so what are some program wins? So first of all, I'm a big proponent of getting up early. Don't really like to sleep in. That's something, you know, there's always people maybe that got up earlier than me, and there were certainly a lot of people that slept in later, but that is just a win. You need to get up early. And I've been able to do that every day. And I want to encourage you, if you're not an early riser, find something on your program for the week that you're trying to do more of, something that's going to benefit you. I don't know, maybe it's prepping your meal. Maybe it's getting up early to kind of meditate or prayer, or do some reading. Maybe you want to work out before you go to work, but that's going to come from getting up early. So that's been a win that I've had lately. I've been able to consistently get up early, and that's going to be the time to really get your stuff done. So if you get up early, you can take on the day. You know, I've seen the phrase, win the morning, take the day, right? So that is so true. If you get up early, you'll be able to get so much more done. I know when I wake up early, I do feel that I get more accomplished. And when I don't get up early or I hit snooze, I actually feel defeated. So that's not a win. So just getting up early when I said I was going to, that's win number one for the day. And that's huge. And couple of reasons I've been getting up early in the past couple years. My motivation was about 2 years ago, started studying for a promotional exam, and I made the decision that I didn't want to take time away from my family for studying. I'd seen that happen a lot, where people kind of, you know, they don't go home, they just kind of go to a restaurant maybe in the morning or study, or you know, they go to these study groups, which is fine. But for myself, my own decisions, I didn't want to take time away from the family. This is my thing that I wanted to promote. I wanted to study, wanted to better myself. I wasn't going to take time away. You know, the limited time that I did have, I wasn't going to sacrifice that. So I got up early, and that's when I would study. And also in the workplace, I didn't want to study at work all the time and detach from that so much as well. So it was about getting up early. So that was kind of my motivation then. So now my motivation, you know, even though I'm off and I'm injured, again, kind of a 9-to-5 routine is what I'm doing here, working at home. Well, my son gets up early. He gets up early to work out. I've kind of posted on a couple of times, he's taken my prime workout time, which would have been 5:30 in the morning. I would love to hit the gym at that time, but that's his time. He wants to work out 5:30 in the morning. He gets all his stuff out, has his little circuit. I really am proud of him that he has a good routine. I don't kind of want to mess with that. So, but the fact that he is up early, that is I cannot handle, just as a dad, as a man, that my son is awake when I'm sleeping. Maybe it's not true. He doesn't think dad's lazy, but I feel like as the leader of the household, I love being awake when he comes downstairs in the morning. So that was another motivation that I didn't want to slack off. I was already trying to get up early, and I always, like I said, like to get up early, but that was another motivation recently, that it is important to me to be the first one up in my household, as the leader of the household, to show my boys, I don't know, just, I guess it's part of that leadership stuff, things that I picked up. I've always admired those, the leaders that were the first one to rise. You know, you'd think you're up early and you're getting the day going, and you're like, man, he's already up. And I just respected that. And so, I don't want my sons being up and showing, I'm trying to show them what a leader's like, and I don't like them being awake before me while dad's just sleeping and doing nothing in there and getting after it, getting after the day, getting a workout. So, but I have been able to be consistent on that. So if you get up early, that's win number one. I encourage you, find a reason to wake up early. I know that you can get some things done that the days are just too short. You can't get everything done that you want to. So get up early and start to get that thing done that you want to. And then also recently, some nutrition wins. So I wanted to share with you this. So episode 26, I had Susan Lopez, the tactical dietitian. I really enjoyed talking to her. Nutrition was something that I kind of got away with a lot, you know, in all my years. And then even recently, you know, being so physically active, my job was keeping me so active, burning so many calories. I was always hitting hard workouts typically. So, I mean, I wasn't as lean as I wanted to be, but, you know, the last few years, definitely, you know, I'm not putting on tons of weight. So, but I had not dialed in my nutrition, and having, Susan Lopez on episode 26, I actually listened to that a couple times because she had so much great information on our tactical line of work, kind of the year-round approach or even periodized nutrition. And it just kind of revived that interest in nutrition, where I've been kind of digging in on some of that and listening to more and learning more again on nutrition. So being off, I wanted to take this opportunity, even though I'm injured, maybe I can actually try some things with my diet, stay lean. I don't want to gain a lot of weight. I knew that I would be confined to a chair or, you know, wheelchair. Just even though I've been working out and adjusting the workouts for my injury, I'm nowhere near the output that I used to be doing. So just being mindful of that, I've been getting on top of my nutrition. As far as, first off, I just want to say logging your nutrition. So that's a win. If you can, I would recommend that as a place to start with your nutrition before you even jump on a new diet, try something drastic. Just try to log your food so that you know kind of your macros you're taking in each day. And if you have kind of a macro plan that you'd like to be within, at least it gives you a gauge of what you're doing. So I'm trying to kind of just do like a third of each, you know, a third of my calories come from fat, a third of my calories come from protein, and a third from the carbohydrates. And I found really quickly just keeping track of my nutrition that I was just way too much fat. My wife, she cooks extremely healthy, but with plenty of healthy fats. So those are kind of always on hand. And I just didn't realize, I guess, before how much and quickly, you know, I was exceeding my kind of parameters that I kind of wanted to be within on the fat side. So number one would be logging it. You know, every time if I log my nutrition for the day, that's a win. That's a win if I can log that. And the way I'm logging it is my macros, just an app. There's tons of free apps. I know Under Armour has an app. There's a ton of apps that'll log it for you. Tons of features. You know, you can scan your barcodes on your food. You can just start typing it in and it has all the food, you know, that other people have typed in, fast food, whatever, but it'll just kind of give you a gauge. It is something that I know you don't have a ton of free time to during the day and it gets difficult, but like you heard Susan on episode 26 talk about, it's really just more so probably doing this for a period of time. I don't think I'm going to be needing to do this forever, but it does help me and guide me and give me an idea of how much 4 ounces of meat is, how much, you know, this amount of weight of another product is, just to be able to gauge. And then where does that put me for the day? As I said, what I've learned in logging is that I get way too much fat. That's pretty easy. And of course it's hard to get protein, maybe harder. So I've been trying to get more of that in as well. But so logging, you can also do it old school with a food journal and write it down. And then once you kind of start logging it, at least you can go from there and start adjusting your macros for your performance, for the training that you're doing. Are you trying to gain weight, lose weight, maintain weight? You know, and then that's just on the physical appearance side, but then on the performance side, you know, you can just adjust it for you. So that's going to be the bottom line with anything when it comes to, you know, personal training, personal nutrition. Well, it has the word personal in it. And so every person's different. And what works for one person isn't going to work for you necessarily. So you need to just kind of start taking a look at where you're at so that you can start turning the dials and then making adjustments for you. So that's win number two. So first of all, big win was getting up early. That's going to be a win for you. Start getting that win. And another one, nutrition. I can take a win as logging my food. And another one is being off caffeine. So I kind of consumed a lot of caffeine in the form of coffee more recently. I didn't really start drinking coffee till like 10 years ago, but I did remember when I was in the fire station on a paramedic squad, busy stations, we were drinking Monsters and doing the energy drink thing. And I didn't really feel my caffeine tolerance, for one, everybody's different with their caffeine tolerance. I didn't really get a ton of maybe boost from it, but it just kind of became a habit. And then, I got off of it for a while, suffered with caffeine headaches, you know, when you first stop those first couple of days. And then just coffee, it was just, again, it became part of a habit. Too much caffeine, too much coffee. I was drinking, you know, just all throughout the day. I actually enjoyed the taste and, you know, I liked mixing, you know, cream in it. I think I drank it for the fat more than anything else, because I would add either, you know, first it was half and half and then other creamers. More recently, it was like a coconut creamer, trying to be a little more healthy. But coffee, I wanted to get off coffee. So I was able to. So during this time being off, I switched to tea. I still kind of brew it in the coffee maker. And again, I'm off coffee, not really off caffeine quite yet, because I'm having yerba mate tea. I think that's probably one of the more caffeinated teas you can get. So as soon as I finish off this bag that I'm on, I'll be switching over to kind of a more just a traditional, maybe a little bit of a flavored tea. But I still like getting some of that. I like that warm drink in the morning. And I've been was doing the coconut creamer for a while. I like all of Laird Hamilton stuff. This is great because it's powders and it's portable. I was really digging taking that stuff to work or even on the crew truck or my vehicle for strike teams and going to incidents, just having that stuff available. But now they just came out with a oat mac. I've been liking that. So it does have a little bit of carbs in it because it's oatmeal and some macadamia nuts. But that's my creamer and I have my tea in the morning. That's my drink. It's just part of my routine, right? I like coming downstairs and having a warm drink and then I do my morning routine. But definitely getting off coffee has been a win. And, I've been able to, again, prep and track my food. So programming yourself, you got getting up early, tracking your nutrition, or pick another nutrition win for you. So I want you to pick something that you've been trying to stop doing. So that for me, it was stopping drinking coffee, and then have something else. You know, you can have something else that you want to start doing. So I wanted to start tracking my food log, you know, and tracking my macros. So that's something you can do. That's another win. And then lastly, another win was on being off that I've had. And, there's family wins too. So, and I'm still working on this one all the time, but it's being more present even now that I'm home all the time and seeing the family every day. Still, it's a challenge to be present. There's tons of things I want to get done that I'm working on and be distracted, but trying to get those wins of taking at least one day each week, you know, to kind of go on a date and hang out with mama and just be present with her with that. And then doing the same for my sons, you know, alternating, going out and just going one-on-one, been able to, especially they're teenagers. So this is kind of a pivotal time. I want to know what they're thinking, how things are going, you know, how are they doing? Just that whole thing with peer pressure coming up, you know, being a young man. So, being present. So that's a win. And those aren't something that you can maybe plan so much. You can plan the time to be around your family and you can carve those out. But as fact of being present and how good that time is, you know, that's really going to be dependent on the day and the stress and trying to calm your mind and be present and not have all those distractions. And so one way for me that I'll share is, and I think I've shared it before, is I know myself well enough that for good quality time to be with either my spouse or the kids is, I need to leave the house and get out of all the distractions, all the things I want to get done around here. And I got to detach. Usually it's, you know, over a meal or, you know, when I was able to, it was going on a trail hike or getting outside, but I have to get out of the house to kind of spend that quality time and detach and not be distracted. So, That's just something I've shared before. You guys can try that as well. But that's about it for today. I wanted to go over those personal leadership, kind of running your own personal program, and some of the things that I've been going through, but wins that I've been able to get. You know, it's not the time in my life where I'm going to be getting personal records on anything physically. You know, it's not like I'm going to crush and get PRs on anything at all, because that's just not going to happen, but try to make the best of it. And even if whether you're in your busy season or you're in your slow season, I'm pretty confident that you can just pick one or two things and still, even though you're in a bad situation, kind of get those wins and develop some better behaviors for you and your personal program on the things that you want to get accomplished and the things that you want to be known for as being your program. So I encourage you, and send me some messages. Let me know. I've been getting good feedback from you guys on the things that you're enjoying about the show and topics, but on this one, I'll be posting probably to let you know that, I'd like to hear something that you're trying to win on, you know, whether it's stopping doing something or initiating a new positive action. But that's it. So you got to win where you are, get those wins, keep stacking them up, moving yourself forward, always having goals. Thank you very much for listening to today's show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.